producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
We have a lot of problems. It's because we don't follow the rule of law. We don't follow the Constitution.
By the way, Ron Paul cannot get elected. I'm sorry to tell you.
Robert Scott Bell.
Just one day after a raid on his farm, a local man goes back to selling raw milk.
We're hoping that one day the government won't make it so difficult to have that right to choose the food he wants.
Robert Scott Bell.
Your new tax plan is going to tax me more, isn't it?
I think when you spread the wealth around, it's good for everybody.
I don't think there's any doubt he intends to see the wealth redistributed in this country.
It's my money, and I need it now!
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Mars is not the dry, arid planet that we thought of in the past. Today we're going to announce that under certain circumstances, liquid water has been found on Mars.
Road trip! Road trip! We're going
road
to Mars!
Trip.
What? Not a road trip?
Road trip.
There's water on Mars, dude. We gotta go. Wow. What are we waiting for? Hitch
That'd
your ride.
That would be a long trip.
Call Richard Branson. I'm sure he'll have some beautiful flight attendants to join us on that journey. Which you
can the Griswolds. We can get a new vacation movie. Yeah, the
call National Lampoon. Mars is open for business. We just hope we can get some black Whopper buns on the way. Drive through over there at the moon, will you? Wait, no, it's a red. What is it? On fire? The moon's on fire? Hey, did you see the moon last night?
No, I did not. I completely forgot about it.
You forgot you were supposed to look at the moon.
Yeah.
That's okay, because everybody that looked at the moon is going to turn into a Martian. That's the secret, right? You see all the movies.
Oh, I see. Yeah, it was a secret,
right?
A secret experiment by the government.
Right?
Radiator.
I tried. I tried to look at the moon, but I couldn't because it was overcast and rainy. There was no moon to be had. I call hoax. There was no red moon. I saw it not. Cloppity-clop, cloppity-clop. Road trip to Mars. So, what do you want to do today? We got advanced medicine. Welcome to the week of broadcasting, although we start yesterday for all y'all just showing up today. Where have you been? You're a little late. But we're glad you're here. Better late than never.
As we are
NASA,
opening.
What? We are opening?
Kind of a different type of story, because, I mean, how can you pass up the story about finding water on Mars, right?
No, we couldn't. Absolutely not. Natural News, of course, has a great article on it. Mike Adams busted it out right away, and he's you know, talking about ending the censorship, if you will, of what? Life on other planets, in particular, Mars. Now, evidently, NASA kind of admitted that there was life on Mars many years ago, but somehow it kind of got lost in the haze of, I don't know, Egg McMuffins and McRibs, right? We're too distracted to pay attention to that. But today, it was like, weirdly enough, in concert with the release of a new movie with Matt Damon in it called, interestingly enough, The Martian. And I don't think, what was the guy who played with Bill Bixby? What was that one where he had antennas they'd pop up from the 1960s or whatever, 50s?
Oh, My Favorite Martian.
My Favorite Martian, right? Evidently, it's not a sitcom, but I've read, at least briefly, that movie is supposed to be very funny, hilarious. That it's humorous because if you're going to survive that long abandoned on planet, you better find a sense of humor pronto or else you're just going to go mad. You're going to go insane. But the headline from Mike Adams in Natural News, NASA ends cover-up and finally admits water flows on Mars, but still won't admit to proof of life on the red planet, known as a fact since, there it is, 1976. They knew since then, when they discovered some form of microbial life form, they validated on the onboard gas chromatograph instrument in an experiment designed by Gilbert Levin. And there's a video that even talks about it. And then so since 70-something, they said, oh, no, we can't. That's too much. We can't handle microbes on planet Earth. No one will go see the Pope if that's the case, right? So they had to hold off on this announcement till after the Pope left. Now you can go ahead and say there are microbes on other planets. It's silly on one hand, because if you think this universe, as big as it is, doesn't contain life anywhere else but here, I think you need to start smoking something. Because it's ludicrous to assume that this is the only planet that can contain or maintain
some form of life. But there's no proof, Robert Scott,
right.
Bell.
No, but there's no proof of intelligent life on this planet, or very little, as we've talked about. If the aliens come visit us and go, look what these people are doing to this planet, that's not very smart. And I'm thinking, maybe that happened on Mars. Maybe that happened on Mars already, because some of the ancient astronaut theorists my wife tells me about say that the astronauts in space, evidently, when they're out there long enough, they start a new circadian-type rhythm, not with the Earth, but with the planet Mars. As if we have like DNA that's linked to the planet. I have no earthly idea. It's not something I've watched or know about. But I do believe that in some way, shape, or form, that planet, at one point in its history, held a life form perhaps more familiar to us than we would care to imagine or believe. But now that they find water flowing occasionally, and that there's water under the surface, we know that life exists there in some form. Maybe it's not someone you can have a chat with. Maybe it's not physical life forms. Maybe we should go all overnight on you and talk about life forms that vibrate at higher levels somehow, or different levels, that exist simultaneously. I'm not talking ghosts or anything. We do need sound effects for that. But I want to say this about traveling to Mars, because, you know, hey, I'm all for exploration. That's cool. You know, I like exploring my garden out back, though. I'm perfectly content looking at that microcosm, if you will, that universe. In fact, I dug up a bottle. I've got to take a picture of this, Super Don, from the garden. And I don't know if it's like from the 1950s or the 1920s. It's an old glass bottle with kind of measurement like an old medicine bottle. And I got to maybe take a picture of it, see if we can find an image if it's a find. Because I could be an archaeologist. I could be Indiana Jones.
Da, 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 da.
Indiana Jones on Mars. But let me tell you why we're not going to Mars. Because they say, well, by 2020, we're going to start sending folks out to Mars. Uh-uh, not going to happen. Because we don't have the shielding necessary to protect us from what they call cosmic radiation. With all of the attempts, of course, that's probably the black ops request. We need $100 billion to make sure everybody can get radiotherapy. Is it so we can see who can tolerate radiation the best, and then we'll pick them and send them out to space? Maybe they won't die of cancer en route, or once they get to the red planet, and they're shielded a little bit by the Martian atmosphere from cosmic radiation, which they wouldn't be in the open space between the planets. I mean, these are legitimate questions. I had a U.S. astronaut on the show many years ago. I think it was at one of the events we did. I think it was in Orlando many years ago at the Southeast Exposition. They brought a retired astronaut in from Cape Canaveral. And we talked about the fact that statin drugs are completely bogus, that cholesterol-lowering medications destroy your brain. And that's what he was on for. But we also talked about traveling through space, because I was curious. I was like, you know, can we do these deep space missions? He says, no, because we don't have the shielding against the cosmic radiation. And unlike oncologists, astronauts know that radiation can kill you. Unlike the people who work at TEPCO, astronauts know that radiation can kill you. Right? Unlike
just
the conservative...
step away a little bit.
Right. And unlike the conservative Republicans who think nuclear energy is the answer to everything, those that do, the astronauts know that radiation can kill you. So where are we gone wrong? Go to Matt Damon, go to the movies, and go to Mars in your imagination. No problem. Got no problem with that. Don't waste the billions and trillions it will take to send people there just so that they get cancer and die along the way. I don't think they'll be able to carry enough selenium to counteract the amount of cosmic radiation they will be bombarded with out there in that space capsule. I know that, I don't know if I'm bumming you out, Super Don, but I just wanted to bring some sense of balance to the force here.
Excited
about Mars. There's water on Mars. We're road tripping. We're there. Right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't even know how to even react to this yet. I haven't completely wrapped my head around it, but...
Right.
You know, if there's water on Mars, then have they said there's life on Mars? No, they have not. And yes, some people say there has been.
Mm-hmm.
I am going to be the nice little agnostic skeptic that I am say, you know what?
What?
Very well could be, and I've thought for a long time that we probably were going to discover something at some point, because I just have a hunch that Mars at one time probably was covered in clothes being worn by another species, maybe, that thought that flame retardant was a great thing so you didn't burst into flames, and they probably had, you know, bottles and cans with BPA in them. They probably were using, mercury to try and put in vaccines and all that kind of stuff. And, we're seeing some of the past that we're just not paying attention to.
Nicely said. I think what you're saying is that the failed human experiment before the humans colonized this planet and tried to destroy it.
Yeah, I have a feeling that at some day there's going to be somebody on Venus that's going to suddenly go, hey, look at that big, more red planet, the redder planet there. What do we call that?
Interesting. Like that thought. I think that maybe the solution for California's water crisis is on Mars.
So you're encouraging all the people in California to go to Mars?
Yeah. I mean, if they're not, listen, the people of Texas are going, enough with you Californians, right?
Yeah.
Unless you're a refugee fleeing the mandated vaccines of SB 277, Texas doesn't want you. That's just a rumor. I mean, I don't have any validation for that. But the idea that there's water flow on Mars, cool. But really, is this just another distraction ultimately to say, hey, pay no attention to the fact that Donald Trump has pushed for a single-payer, government, completely mandated health insurance for everybody?
Speaking of Donald Trump, have you seen the latest GOP poll?
No, what does it say? What does it say?
The two leaders, Trump
and
Carson.
Right.
Is that maybe our ticket for 2016?
Trump Carson? If they bring back Johnny Carson, I'm all for it.
But there you go. Yeah, Ed McMahon can be Secretary of State.
Yeah, that'd be all right.
I don't know. What would you think about that? Donald Trump, Ben Carson?
Nah, I'm not going for it. I just don't believe they're constitutionally sound. I know. But that's me. I'm an outlier. I realize I don't like floating in the toxic, polluted mainstream all that much, even though we'll cover
Poofnagle. Poofnagle for president.
Poofnagle. That's what we're talking about. Hey, four ways eating like a Viking. A Viking can help you lose weight. Maybe the Vikings were on Mars, because they came to America first, evidently. Call Leif Garrett or Leif Garrettson. You'll have to remind
Leif
me of that.
Garrett? No, I haven't thought of him forever.
All right, back after this.
Great heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to sayahnow.com. Sayahnow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection, security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
I wonder what the diet is for Martians who want to lose weight. We talked about the Vikings, maybe exploring these places long before anybody else did, but there is actually an article about four ways eating like a Viking can help you lose weight. The Viking diet.
That's all we need to get right is another diet.
Why don't they have like a diet named after Super Don? The Super Don diet, what would it be?
It would not be the Viking diet, that's for sure.
It wouldn't be the Viking diet? Okay.
It would not be the Viking diet.
It would be coffee?
Are you going to bust me on the air here? What would my diet be, Rob?
Ground coffee, roasted coffee. On cream, coffee on a bun. Coffee on a black Whopper bun.
Yeah. I eat okay sometimes. Right. I worry about you. I stray off the reservation, but
you're not as orthorexic as am I, as I am. Four ways eating like a Viking can help you lose weight. This is out of the Oprah magazine by Leslie Goldman. Mm. And it's only partially good. You think with Oprah it'd be golden, right? Oprah, she's so awesome. Oprah!
Everybody gets a car! Yeah.
Right. Everybody gets a trip to Mars. Yay, thank you, Oprah! The 2014 study in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition found that obese Danish adults who ate more like Americans, that's why they got obese. Those that ate like what they're calling now the New Nordic Diet, the NND, it's like the Viking diet. They say they're less likely to be obese. They have less likelihood of developing diabetes as well. Oh. Reduction of likelihood by 20% to 40%. Eat like a Viking and I don't care. All right. According to recent research, of course, it's always according to recent research. 55,000 Danish women were followed around by what? Who followed them? Was that you, Superdome? Were you following 55,000 Danish women?
That was not me, no.
Not you? Oh, and men, too. Never mind. I thought it was just women. They followed them for 12 years. They discovered that those who ate substantial amounts of six characteristic Nordic diet, new Nordic diet foods, including cabbage, rye bread, oatmeal, and root veggies, had a 25 to 36% lower risk of death, overall mortality, than those who ate the least. So let's talk about this real quick. Get this out for you, because some of it's good. 2 to 3 times the fiber of white bread, you got rye bread. Real rye bread, not the phony rye bread that you see that looks like it's been bleached blonde. That's just not the way to eat rye bread. It's a hearty bread. It's dark. It's not as black as the Whopper bun, the black Whopper bun. We'll get to that in a little while. But you feel full. You eat rye, you know you've eaten. And it's also rich in manganese, key mineral for helping to strengthen bone and connective tissue as well. Very good. Root vegetables. Liam loves root vegetables. I do, too.
I love
They're great.
Root vegetables. Roasted root vegetables, the best.
Dude, I am growing root vegetables. Although I don't think the beets took. That's okay, because I'm not a beet fan, but my wife is. But we've got sweet potatoes and potatoes growing, which is good. But beets, rutabagas, parsnips, slow-digesting carbs, lots of fiber. And, you know, if you do like red beets, of course, it's very good for your liver. It's got awesome pigments in it, antioxidants, and it's great stuff. Although, you know, some believe that if they eat paleo, they can't have root veggies. I hope that's not all. I know not everybody's the same when you see these diets as well. Yeah. Go wild with protein. What?
I want to mention here that I was under the wrong impression here because,
what?
You know, I grew up a big fan of Monty Python, and
yeah.
I learned about the Vikings on that show. I thought,
oh, you did.
I thought all of the Vikings ate spam.
No, no, no. That's the wrong bike. No, that's the wrong Viking diet. Sorry. They do talk about eating game, wild game, venison, elk, cold water fish. But then they screw it up. They royally screw this thing up. They say get an oil change. They say better than even olive oil is canola oil, rapeseed, which is basically all genetically engineered with very rare exception. They say it has more omega-3s. It's got higher heat tolerance. That's why I don't want you to cook with any of these vegetable oils, even and especially rapeseed. But here they say, we want you to replace saturated fat. It's got less saturated fat. Stop with the saturated fat already. Saturated fat does not cause you to get fat. It does not clog your arteries. It isn't the cause of clogged arteries. It's not the cause of cancer. If you eat animals that are factory farmed and it has saturated fat, it's what's in the saturated fat, you dunderheads. Not the Vikings. The Vikings, no, they're not going to do canola oil. All right, check out the links. They're going to be up shortly. Thanks to Op-Ed at robertscottbell.com, robertscottbell.com. We got lots more things to share, including Angelina Jolie's breasts after this.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo water, Paul Bear-Terrell.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water. That's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017. 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
Speaking of diets, I'm getting ready for Tejas, Texas. Gee, wow, it's coming up this weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, coming up 2nd, 3rd, and 4th of October. We're almost to Rocktober, Super Don. You're going to make it. I was torturing Super Don earlier because I was eating something like like a Texas chili cook-off. We were planning, prepping, you, me, and Ed, and I was eating my chili while we were on, you know, going back and forth with Skype video, and I was showing you pictures, zooming in. I didn't know how cruel I was actually being. I'm so sorry.
Really, oh, that looked really good, sorry. Too.
I know. Oh, man, it's some good chili. Way to go, honey. Awesome. First chili of the season, and it's not even cold yet, but who can wait? You know, kids are playing soccer, right? Got to make some chili.
I know. So, when you get down to those temperatures, like 70, ooh, boy, you're going to
exactly. Yeah. Well, yeah, I think it was rain. It was overcast today, so it really only made it into the 80s. So we were downright ready for chilly. So that's what we did. There we go. Let's see. Black Whopper buns. Yeah, we'll get to that in a moment. Yes, Texas, right? Sign up, please. Show up. We got to think of... Got a number of doctors coming from all over the world to this event. Homeoprophylaxis is going to teach you things about the immune system and prevention of disease that I rarely, if ever, have spoken in public. I know. I'm excited, too. Well, and people are going, yeah, right, Robert. Sure you will. Well, come to Dallas, Texas. You'll hear. Let's see. And then after that, we've got, what else is on the calendar? I know there's more. The 18th, 19th, and 20th, the Health Freedom Congress in Minneapolis, St. Paul. I've got to get Diane Miller on this week. Have you booked the Fruitarian yet? Or is Ed doing that? Who's doing the Fruitarian? You are. Okay. Well, we need Diane Miller or somebody from the Health Freedom Congress before the Fruitarian. Priorities here. I got you, because we're getting ready for that. I want people, if you're going to be in the Twin Cities area later in October, I want to see you. October 29th, that's the Thursday of this month. No, next month. It's almost October, unless you're listening to the archives. We'll be at Abby's Health and Nutrition, 7 p.m., I believe. And just added to the list, a Saturday in November, what is it, November 7th, I think. Just literally added before we got on the air today, November 7th, where we were with Ty Bollinger a couple of weeks ago. We're going to be back at Vitality Bistro, a Saturday afternoon lecture. Those of you who want to come and join me, eat some good healing, cancer-reversing food. It's going to be awesome. And there'll be more added to the list. We'll let you know as we know about them as well. So stick with us or check out the notes at robertscottbell.com. Updates on seminars that are happening right now. The launch of the Holistic Oral Health Seminar, which I'll be featured in as well. Link to that. Click the link. Join it. It's free while you can. Lots of great information happening. Great information that would have helped Angelina Jolie had she been listening. But no, she's got more money than anybody. She had enough to buy the best surgical elimination of her breasts, her evil breasts, and remanufacture them when they take them off? I mean, I'm not... Reconstruction, that's it. Since reconstruction, there's never been such beautiful breasts. I don't know what I'm saying now. Now I'm getting all harlequin romance novel on this.
You got a little distracted there for a moment.
I did. News coverage of Angelina Jolie's breast surgery boosted awareness of options. This is according to an article at healthfinder.gov. Since actress went public, women know more about their choices for breast removal and reconstruction. Just in case you were wondering what options they were talking about. Not selenium, not vaginal introduction of iodine, not homeopathic remedies that address the cancer and remove it or other heavy metals and toxins, but removing your breasts and then reconstructing them. Thank you, Angelina Jolie. How much was she paid for that? Seriously. I mean, how many breasts are the cause of breast cancer? None. None whatsoever. How many of the BRCA gene cases, actually, the so-called gene mutation, are actually causing breast cancer? None. In fact, it's shown to be protective of breast cancer. That's the irony here. But what causes genes to aberrantly express? The things we talk about here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. But evidently, Angelina Jolie doesn't listen. Rumor has it her dad does. But, you know, how much would she listen to her dad? He's actually a little conservative. And, of course, if you're a Hollywood elitist, you don't do well if you're that. You'll get black bunned. Or is that black bald? I can't now. I don't remember now with a Whopper bun. You get black bunned or black bald? Which one is it?
It's a black bun.
Why, you get black bunned. Okay. That's
black
a new
buns,
way.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Researchers conducted online surveys with 1,000 women before and after Jolie went public about her surgeries. After her announcement, 4% more women were aware that reconstructive breast surgery is possible after one or both breasts are removed. You know, listen, I'm not such a fan of surgery unless it's absolutely necessary. But really, somebody didn't know that they've been doing breast implant surgery since like the 1950s? How do you not know that?
She made it cool.
She made it cool.
Yeah. It's vogue.
Oh, in addition, 11%. Ooh, there's lightning and thunder outside. I must have said something really bad. 11%. 11% more women were aware that breast reconstruction can be done.
Don't piss off Angelina Jolie, man.
I know. She's got some power. Did she play a superhero yet? It's only a matter of time.
She was Laura Croft in Tomb Raider.
Oh, yeah. I guess that could sort of count to a comic book of some kind. 11% more women were aware that breast reconstruction can be done using a woman's own tissue. Do they take your black buns and put them up there? I don't know. 19% more were aware that reconstruction can be done during the breast removal operation. Out with the old, in with the new. No talk of selenium. By the way, if you want some selenium, you're going to have to wait, because we did a show yesterday. It was National Prostate Cancer Awareness Month. We call it National Selenium Awareness Month because we know with prostate cancer, it is always evidence of selenium deficiency. And we had Christopher Barr on. He's not a doc. He's better. He's our nutritional historian. And we talked whole food selenium. And it is. I just, every time we get to talk about this, I love doing it because it kind of squashes the fear of selenium. Of course, if you take the wrong kind, that's a different story. But we talk about the right kind. And you can get it at Jonathan. Did you hear that, Super Don?
Holy crap.
That is a Southern-style thunderstorm.
The wrath of Angelina Jolie. Yes.
Be at the ready, my friend, because if Angelina reaches in here and takes me off the air, you're on.
I'll tell you what. Ever since moving out here to Texas, I love thunderstorms.
Yeah, they're awesome.
Thunder and lightning, I love it. I just want to be right out in the middle of it and scare the crap out of everybody. But there's just something about the awe of a thunderstorm.
The sound of the physical plane of existence.
It is awesome.
They don't have thunderstorms on Mars. Don't even bother.
I'm actually standing up because I heard that sound. That's awesome.
Isn't that cool? It's like that Weather Channel guy. My wife's going to kill me because I can't remember his name. Is it Jim Cantore? He goes bonkers if there's thunder snow.
That was the greatest video.
Yeah, yeah. But, we love the thunderstorms, and it's nourishing the garden out back. It's really lovely.
Awesome.
So what were we talking about? This is the only thing that could distract us from talking about breasts is thunderstorms.
The lack of breasts is what we were talking about, so I'm not surprised. But black buns. Do you like black buns?
No, I saw the Whopper buns. They look really revolting. Of course, we have a culture that is willing to eat fast food burgers that are factory farmed. So the buns that are refined that contain high fructose corn syrup that are genetically engineered. What did they do to the buns, the Whoppers? You know what they did to make them turn that color? It's okay if you don't. You know what they did?
No,
I'm serious. They basically threw A1 steak sauce in the batter.
Oh.
A1 steak sauce did that.
See, now I thought it was just black food coloring.
Yeah, I know. It's a little better, but again, there's high fructose corn syrup in A1 steak sauce as well, so it's not that much of an improvement. But if people are willing to, oh man, that's a scary looking burger, give me two of them. No, it was a scary looking burger before they blackened the buns.
Who would just go and do something like that just to be a rebel, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Where's Burger King at?
They're everywhere.
Did you see on here, though? I mean, let's give the props to the Japanese. Did you see? Because the Japanese put out their own burger like that. And did you see what they used to make it?
They use sepia.
Sepia, yes, that's right. The squid.
Yeah, the inky
and
juice.
And bamboo charcoal.
Bamboo charcoal.
Yeah.
Way better.
Way better.
Mm-hmm. So that is really interesting. By the way, WebMD has a story I want to add into the mix here. I don't know if I have it out in front of me, but here it is. Global cancer rates set to soar by 2030. Now, is this in support of Angelina Jolie's reasoning, right? Listen, I should get my boobies removed now because by 2030, for sure, I'm done, right? The breasts are definitely going to go cancerous. Cancer prevention steps may help stem rise in cancer rates. Of course, when you're dealing with WebMD or the allopathic oncological profession, their idea of prevention would be screening with radiation that causes cancer, would be genetic testing, which also can lead to unnecessary lopping off of body parts because of aberrant gene mutations that may or may not have anything to do with cancer, but certainly are profitable for those who profit from doing surgery. And, of course, if not, tamoxifen chemotherapy, preventive chemotherapy, if that's weird enough to think about. Low-dose chemotherapy. How many times have I heard people call me and say, my doctor says I don't really have bad cancer, but I need to be on low-dose chemotherapy. Just stay on it forever. The hell is wrong with you people? Don't fall for it. And the doctors are the worst of all of them. Because if you think about this, by 2030, we're at 2015, so it's 15 years from now. how many years have we seen cancer rates soaring, going up, where, you know, it's now 1 in 2 men, 1 in 3 women, and climbing? How long has this been going on? Ever since the Flexner Report of 1910. Who's been in charge pretty much for 105 years now? The allopathic medical monopoly. Under their watch, cancer, from being a rare event in old people, it has become an epidemic even in the young, and set to soar even higher by 2030. If we're going to continue to allow for the medical monopoly to operate on our shores untethered, unrestrained, unfettered by any competition of any holistic health care system that does not include patented pharmaceuticals from the demon spawn of IG Farben in World War II Nazi Germany, then maybe we deserve cancer. I know that's harsh, but I want you to think really clearly about that. Because the same experts that are claiming it's going to rise like crazy by 2030 are the same ones telling you the only way to prevent it is to lop off your body parts, take chemotherapy, and if that doesn't work, do more chemotherapy. Oh, and let's throw some more radiation in there to test if you have it. And if it causes it, we'll give you more to try and remove it. I'm telling you, it's an insane planet we live on. Mars is looking kind of good now that they have water, isn't it? Or maybe we've already done that on Mars and to Mars, and that's why we're here. RobertScottBell.com. Dr. Batar's coming up. Advanced medicine. The British police are in our crosshairs coming up.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works, and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, the notes are up at robertscottbell.com. Thanks, Op-Ed. Millennial, he's a system producer. He's awesome. And we got the water flowing on Mars. We got the funny story. Oh, you got to see that picture at the gas station. We'll talk about that in a minute. Dr. Rasha Bitar is going to be joining us as well. And, of course, all those upcoming events right now, the Holistic Oral Health Seminar is available to you right now for free every day for the next, till October 5th. And I'm featured. If you haven't signed up for free, go click on the picture. You'll see my picture there in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. The homeoprophylaxis seminar is, the truth about cancer, Global Quest coming up. All of that's right there in the show notes and all of our wonderful sponsors. They got all their badges up there. Just click on them. Say thanks for making this message of health freedom and healing liberty possible 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. So there I was, just eating my chili, not bothering anybody but Super Don, when out of nowhere, like, dude, what's going on, right? And that's not enough. Then this happens. Like, what the hell's going on here? What? Just eating my chili. It was like a four-alarm fire. It wasn't even super hot chili. The Texans would have laughed at me. It wasn't super spicy at all. But thanks to our British friends across the sea, they apologized. The police apologized to me for disrupting my chili dinner. They were using sirens to settle the woo-woo-woo versus Nina debate. I don't know how that sounds, but it sounds like the American version. Woo-woo-woo during Neener, 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 right? We played both of those. Evidently, they had a debate on this in England. And they just set off the sirens to settle the debate the students were having about, okay, you're not going to agree on this, but here's what it sounds like. Which one was it?
Very serious. Very serious. This was in London. The North Swindon. Yeah, Swindon, North London, Swindon, whatever. North Swindon police. All the people in London are going, wait a minute.
Yeah.
These kids were apparently having this big debate, so they actually sat there, and to put the debate took to a vote, the pupils in the school overwhelmingly chose woo-woo as the closest description to the siren sound. Yeah.
They were skepducks, all of those kids.
They were. They're all the skeptic alarm. There you go.
Right. They were, apologies to anyone in the area who may have been disturbed by our sirens yesterday morning.
The PCSOs were at the primary school having a very important debate with the new reception year children about whether they go Nina or woo-woo.
Or woo-woo, yes.
Well, that explains it. Next time when I eat my chili, I'm looking around making sure I'm not near the Swindon Elementary School. So I won't be disrupted. I don't want indigestion.
Yes.
Enough to digest the yummy, wonderful
chili. There's all kinds of woo-woo going on this show anyway, so we don't need that.
Why? Because we talked about life on Mars?
Woo!
Oh, yeah. It's the homeopathy mention. Of course, Skepduck's not going to be happy about me at the Dallas event coming up.
Oh, bummer.
Yeah, I know. Listen, do you like? Are you scared of spiders?
I hate
spiders. How are you about spiders? Which was for you worse, spiders or snakes?
Gosh, that's a tough one. Probably, I haven't had that many occurrences of snakes.
You're in
so
Texas
I don't
now,
really
so you're going to see them.
Yeah.
You're going to see them.
I don't like spiders and snakes.
Remember that song?
More scared of a snake, probably.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who did that song? I don't like spiders and snakes, but that ain't what it takes. Love you like I want to be by you. No, that was not the Dixie Dregs.
Neil Diamond.
Now, it's not Neil Diamond. You think I only listen to Dixie Dregs and Neil Diamond? Come on, man. I got a little more eclectic taste, a little bit
Barry
more.
Manilow.
He's all right. I mean, I tease you about him.
Yeah.
But anyway, a man really freaked out about a spider. He was pumping gas at a gas station. Hey, yo, listen, I tend not to kill spiders because I know they serve a role. If they're inside the house, I don't want them. I can catch them and move them out. I don't have to squash them. But listen, if you're into killing spiders, don't do it this way at the gas pump. The guy took out his lighter and tried to light the spider on fire. Instead, he lit the fire hose and the fire pump on fire. I mean, the gas pump on fire. Yeah, I'm not kidding. This is a guy we could send here, trip to Mars for you. Because you know you're going to make it, right? What do you do with that?
This is
real.
Light
the spider on fire.
He literally, did. He lit the whole friggin' the gas pump just because of a spider.
Right.
Come on. Just step on it. Use your head.
Hey, listen, let it do its venom, and you can take some homeopathic leadum. You'll be okay. Don't light your whole. I just don't know what else to do. All right, I know what. Let's do some advanced medicine.
Probably, huh?
He did. Everybody was fine except for the pump. Hey, Bitar, Dr. Bitar's coming. Advanced medicine. We got more cancer talk. DARPA chips in the brain, and the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you have candida overgrowth, just taking antifungal agents or starving yourself of sweets does not address the cause. Candida overgrowth is the result of a toxic, damaged, acidic, low oxygen, and inflamed tissue environment. The goal should be to remove the toxins, heal damaged tissues, restore healthy pH, eliminate inflammation, and feed beneficial bacteria. Previous usage of antibiotics or steroids or exposure to mercury or other toxins can damage many cells in the GI tract and body that make you prone to candida overgrowth. Removing toxins and healing tissue should be the goal. One World Whey is a whey protein food that supports detoxification, repair of tissues, and elimination of inflammation, healthy pH, and growth of beneficial bacteria. One World Whey is duly reformulated to be higher in protein and lower in carbohydrate. We believe One World Whey is an excellent food to support your efforts to create a healthy internal body environment. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767. Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit retail.